Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Haskinen and Ben the assist. Here's Eichel to the backhand. Passes to Marchessault and they score! What a play by Jack Eichel. Brought all the attention to his left. An easy pass for the tuck home by Marchessault. And the Golden Knights have the equalizer.
Vegas Sticks were active, also defended the blue line extremely well. And the Dallas Stars lose both at the AAC. They're down 0-2 heading to Vegas for Saturday night. They matched Vegas' physicality, led the game on a robo power play goal. Ottinger was not bad in net. Stars win 5-on-5, outshot Vegas 59-45. They just could not finish. Getting some of the stats from the Hockey Hawk, Gavin Spittle, fresh spits and suds will be up, but we got a problem. So if they lose, and you can fill in the blank, if they lose in five, if they get swept.
Oh, baby.
If they lose in six, this will be what in terms of a horrific upset? In terms of what level of disappointment should this be put at? Because technically you have a 1-versus-8 here,
right?
Does it work in hockey?
So it's you have your two divisions in each conference. So in the case of the Stars, the Central and the Pacific. And the top seed in the Central, the top seed in the Pacific. So Dallas and Edmonton play the wild card. So Edmonton gets wild card 1. And the Stars get wild card 2, so that's the lowest wild card. And then the 2 and 3 in each division play each other. The 2 and 3 really get screwed in the NHL. They really get screwed because they're playing good teams. But sometimes, like, the 3 of one, you can have one division so bad that, like, you're not really playing the 8, but you really are. In this case, you really are playing the 8 seed.
Okay. So when there's an 8-versus-1 upset, God forbid a sweep, or even 5, you're talking about people like losing jobs in other sports normally, just normally. But in hockey, we've talked about 8-1 upsets before. Bobby, how often has it happened?
Looks like it has happened roughly 15, 16 times in the last 30 years. So
it's every other year.
Wow.
It's happened a lot.
So 50% of the time it's happening over the last 15 years? 50% of the time?
Or over the last 30 years.
Over the last 30
years. Yeah, yeah. Basically, it's been over 30 years' time, so 60 matchups there, 15 of them, so a quarter of them have been 8 seeds winning.
So that, I mean, that would lessen, like, the devastation.
I mean, look, last year it happened. Florida.
Florida, yeah.
They went all the way to the Cup Finals.
Mavs, let's say the Mavs lose in five to the Clippers, uh-huh, and the Stars lose in five to Vegas. Which one is more crushing?
I mean, the Stars are the one seed, but the Vegas is they don't match up well, and they're the defending champs. Like I think the Mavs losing in five to the Clippers is somehow worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned earlier, like, the idea of could the Golden Knights be to the Stars what the 49ers are to the Cowboys? Like, it might be a better parallel to say what the Clippers have been to the Mavs, like, over the last couple of years. And, like, this is a hurdle that they need to get over. I guess I felt better just obviously from hearing everybody talk about the Stars, hearing what Vegas was getting back. I felt better. I thought both would win, but I felt better that the Mavericks were going to beat the Clippers. So, to me, that would be a bigger disappointment. I think Peyton's analogy last night on Twitter was a good one, where he's like, this is 2016 Rangers again, where they're the number one seed and they just get swept by Toronto.
What do you think, Pepe? How bad would this be? Or, like, understandable. 1-8s happen. Vegas is not your usual 8. Like, it's not the end of the world as an all-time stinging moment around here.
Yeah, I mean, I get it's the defending champs, but it's just the Stars made this season just look so easy. They were dominant on the home, they were dominant on the road, and then to go down in round one as the one seed, like we talked about, it would be disappointing. I get that the Vegas Golden Knights are the defending champs, and the fan text agrees, you know, 4-0-9-0 disappointment, because I knew Vegas would whoop our ass. 9-4-0, not a horrific upset. They are the defending champs.
Yeah.
It's going to be disappointing because it's another Dallas team that's a top seed. Like, the Cowboys were a 2 seed, Rangers were a 1 seed in 2016, and now the Stars are 1 seed. It would be very disappointing, though.
Yeah, and it would be. Now people are talking or asking about Vegas, like, and how they're manipulating the salary cap and everything. And you heard Subban relate. You kind of talk about that in that clip we played of him yesterday. It's just a loophole they found. And Chicago, the Blackhawks, found the same loophole of Patrick Kane like a dozen years ago or whatever. And that's when Stone came back to the playoffs. So, like, there's no salary cap in the playoffs. So if you have a guy who's on, like, the IR, their version of the IR designated to return, or their version of the injured list, you know, they're not, I guess, counting against your cap, so you can add players to replace him. And then you could bring that player back for the postseason without having to cut anybody and having it hurt your cap. And that's what they did with Stone. And like I said, I think it was Patrick Kane. Chicago did that, you know, a dozen years ago or whatever. So is it legal? Yes, it's legal. It's, you know, that's an NHL problem. It's not the Vegas problem. Like, that's an NHL thing.
It's just taking advantage of a loophole. Wasn't there talk last year that the Rangers kind of took advantage of roster loopholes in terms of the way they were able to get Evan Carter
on
the roster?
Well, they were, because there was an injury, right? There was a late term.
Yeah, it's like you can find ways
you have
to manipulate it a little bit.
Yeah, technically, I think you have to be on the roster by a certain date in order to be on the playoff roster, unless there's an injury.
And they're replacing the guy who was injured.
And he's not able to return at all or something like that.
Spittle just texted, disappointment, but not all time. Vegas with their insertions of Hanifin, who scored last night. Stone could be playing better than anyone. Amazing the instant chemistry they have. But the Stars were beasts on the road this year, so let's see. But I'm just asking, if it's a sweep, if it's 5-6, they lose in the first round, is it going to be put in some type of all-time Metroplex category? It's sounding like the hockey heads are saying no. That it'll be disappointment, but not shocking because of what you're facing and the consistency of these 1-8 upsets that we just touched on. So I just wanted to ask, because this is not good. 877-881-1053, Franklin Frankel, injury attorney, text line, 877-881-1053. Someone tweeted, let's see. It is Atolo saying, Sharif, I wonder if you could be on the draft show for the first round. That's from Outlaw 1354. No, sir. I will be drinking and eating at Pluckers.
Well,
I'm at the Dallas location along with maybe Mike Bassick on Greenville Avenue starting at 6:30 tonight. So go ahead and show up. I think I got a lot of Tolos rolling out. A lot of Tolos rolling out to meet up. Here are the different Pluckers assignments throughout the Metroplex, and then we're going to give away the Rangers tickets, and then we're going to have Neighborhood Watch. Myself and Bassick, Dallas location. Plano, the great Christy Scales. In Addison, it will be Corey Majors.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grapevine, it will be Eric Chiafalo. Pluckers Alliance, Raph James Choppy. In Allen, Kevin Hagelin. Arlington, Gavin and Lucius, City View, Reggie, Atitula. So those are all the different locations. We're taking over Pluckers tonight for round one.
What is your genuine expectation for when Mike is there and when Mike leaves?
Well, I'm going to give Mike the guilt trip in crosstalk. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you're just going to abandon your teammate.
Those work really well with him.
Had a lot of, a lot of behind the scenes talks to try to help Mike out. For many a year, help him out with some advice. So you're just fine getting up and abandoning me and having me on the microphone throughout the entire evening when you know I love this event and I want to pay attention to it. Okay, yeah, you do you. So I'm going to try to guilt him. But see, this is the problem with having my wife and son come for a little bit. Ooh. Once Mike sees, because my wife is not understanding, and neither am I really. I've never done this. She's like, why would you have me drop you and you're gonna take a car home? What are you talking? What are you doing? And she's like, why are you there so long? You're not working the draft this year. And I'm like, apparently you have to stay to the end of the first round. And Chiafalo is side texting me, being like, don't drive because people are gonna try to get you hammered with the different specials. But when Mike, see, if I was by myself, I think Mike could feel a little extra guilt. But as soon as he sees my wife there, that's his green light to roll out even earlier. Like, oh, I'm not abandoning you.
Nope. What you need to hit him with during crosstalk is like, man, she's had a couple contractions lately. Like, I might have to leave the event.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should just do that before and say we're going to the hospital and make Mike do the whole thing by himself.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Poor little Tito's on the floor. Be like, whoops, Mike, your water just broke. We got to leave. You're gonna
stay. Wow, it's
that's good. Yeah, I like that. So that's what's happening this evening.
Yeah, I've been doing this, what, now? We've done this for six or so times.
We missed the COVID year,
but it was at least 2018, maybe 2017 that we started this, doing this at Pluckers. And it's a lot of fun. And I got the list of drink specials ready.
Oh.
Hit me with it. I can't.
Hit me
it's
with
secret.
It. What?
It's secret. You can't let it, but you can't even tell them.
Why?
Before the pick comes in. You got to wait until after the pick.
All right, so
is...
tell me how this works in all terms right. of like a food special or something.
Okay, so here we go. All right, so you sign up. 6:30, you get on the mic at Pluckers. Get there early. Get there at 6:30. get on the mic and say, okay, you want to be the general manager. You're picking for the team. So you sign up. So somebody's going to sign up for the Bears. You're going to call them up when the Bears are on the clock. And they're going to and you're going to say, who do you want the Bears to, who are the Bears taking? Give us your best guess. And they say, Caleb Williams. And you go, okay. Well, if the Bears pick Caleb Williams, then everybody in the restaurant for the next 10 minutes gets whatever the draft day special is that coincides with that pick. So if the first one is, hey, you get $4.50 Tito's for the next 10 minutes.
Oh.
That's the drink special. If they get it wrong, there's no special.
Dude, it is. I went before, we did all the draft coverage and stuff like that. There
when
is
you're a fanboy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, I always have been, according to Slater. There is a Price is Right, screaming from the stands for, what your bid should be. Like, to the people who are going up there to make the pick of, say this, don't pick. And then when somebody picks, a dumb pick or whatever else, then people are like, we don't get the drink special now.
So I have all the specials.
Yeah.
Can I, read some of these? It doesn't matter, right?
Tonight. Don't say what pick it goes with.
Well, what does it matter?
I don't know.
What does it freaking matter what pick it goes with?
There's some legality thing there.
Oh, it's a legality
thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right,
he knows Bennett's listening.
These are some of the different specials for tonight. I won't tie it in with the team. $10 34-ounce Bud Lights. 34-ounce Bud Lights for $10 if you nail that pick. 450 Fireball. 750 Pluckers Lit. I don't know what that is. $4.
Oh, Long Island Iced Tea.
Oh, my gosh. My brother will fly in for that from Maryland. $4.50 Tito's, $10 Pluckers Nachos, all these different shots, $6.50 Patron shots, $7 frozen margaritas, $5 fried cookies and cream, 10 wings for $14, $8.50 34-ounce Dos Equis, so $4.50 fried pickles, $8 Grey Goose Moscow Mules, $2.25 Bud Light pints, $2.75 Dos Equis pints, $4 fried Twinkies, 5 wings for $5, blue cheese potato chips, buffalo bites for $5.50, boozeberry. All these things are what the whole place gets to order if someone nails the draft.
If someone nails the pick that coincides with that special.
Oh, my God. My partner in crime. He's already here for me. Mikey B on the D&M Leasing Hotline here on 105.3 The Fan. Mikey.
Yeah, how's it going?
What's up?
I was listening to you.
Are you all in?
No, not at all. I am all in like the Cowboys are on getting my son a driver's license this week, as this has been one of the craziest weeks of my life, driving 3 hours a day, making sure that he can get a driver's license. So right now I'm in the car, headed to Garland DMV, very nice people there last time I went when my son didn't have anything ready to go to have a driver's license. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going back there this morning. Then after that, I'm dropping him off in East Dallas at Bishop Lynch. Then from East Dallas, I'm driving to West Fort Worth to the Pluckers today to do the show.
Yeah.
Then I'm getting home. But that's been my whole week of driving 3 hours a day to make sure my son gets where he needs to go so he can have a driver's license.
Yeah.
So I'm giving each team 5 minutes to make their pick. So whatever 5 times 32 is how long I stay.
Okay, 5 minutes. Now, you gotta show me how to do this for the very beginning. I have not done this before.
You get on the mic and you yell at the people and you say, 32 people, get up here right now, put your name down to make the pick when it's your turn.
Okay.
You have 5 to 10 minutes to come up here. If you don't want to do it, fine. I will put the name in and I will pick it for you.
There's no way Mike is this harsh, with all his legions of fans around him, and they're coming up and wanting to talk to him.
That's what they like. They like to be dominated,
abused,
verbally abused, okay? That is an entire category on the Hub, verbal abuse.
Yeah.
All right, people love hearing that. They love that.
I don't care if one person comes up here and picks 32 times right now. Let's go.
Yeah, let's get it. All right, you show me how.
I'm not here to entertain you all night. That is not my job.
You you show me
it
how
it actually is.
You show me how to do it for the first half, and then I'll take the second half.
Okay, I got the first 16. You got the last 16.
Yes, I'll be there till 11 or 12. Thank you.
Dylan, I don't even know 16 people who are in this draft. So.
Hey, as long as there's not a weight room there for you to go in while
we're
picking,
that's right.
Then we don't have to worry about that. Love you, Michael. Be careful out there driving around. Right. Yeah, he was setting all that. Play that violin. Turn that up. He was setting all that up for I got this going on and I got that. My wife is 8 months and 2 weeks pregnant. I moved into a new house and I got a 3-year-old. I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it. But I actually need my wife to go so she understands the chaos and craziness that I hear it's going to be. So she's not ticked off when I stumble into the house at 12 or 12:30. I invite her to come see what I'm getting into.
Sarah will be there.
She's not understanding, and I'm not understanding it. She's like, why do you, every other work event, you drive. Why are you Ubering? Why would you sleep at the radio station? So you're basically going out to party and get hammered. But that's what y'all have told me. So that's what I told her. And I was like, you know what? You just need to come for the first few hours. Even if you had to bring Ollie, you need to come see it so she gets it.
It's a bit. Like
she won't say anything once she sees it.
No. You're busy. It's a busy time. It's fun. Like it's constant, right? It's not like difficult. You're not like stressed. It's just constant action.
Definitely make sure that she comes out to see it before pick 24, because if things go sideways, people are going to be, you know, depressed drinking and trying to get you to join in.
Yeah. The good news is that, you know, what we found is like if the Cowboys pick early, the crowd will disperse late. The fact that they're picking late, the whole place is packed until the Cowboys pick.
So I need a trade up.
Yes.
Need it.
Trade up.
Will tomorrow be the, this has been the week of hell.
This is the week of hell.
With our jobs. Will tomorrow be the worst day?
Yes. Yes, because you're going to get to bed probably later. Because you're gonna,
I've been going to sleep at 12.
Yeah, but the draft, I mean, look, if you get lucky, the draft is quick, then you get home earlier.
How long is the nap today?
Oh.
Are you going to try and get like 4 in?
I got to get up and do some work. But although a lot will be, like,
junk drawer, reaction. We got it all set up.
Yeah.
We'll call Jane Slater, make her come on for a segment.
Yeah, we got, Jay met her once a year quota. We don't want to ask for too much. And we have another Texas Rangers ticket giveaway tomorrow, like we do right now. Right there.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Call at number 10 right now at 877-881-1053. Wins a 4-pack of tickets to see your World Series champion, Texas Rangers, take on the Washington Nationals on May 1st. And you want to get there early, Tolos, because the first 15,000 fans in the gate will also receive a Nathan Eovaldi replica postseason jersey and presented by Nolan Ryan Beef. And it's also Dollar Hot Dog Night at the ballpark. Get tickets and info now at rangers.com/tickets. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Zach Wolchuk in studio taking over the hosting responsibilities this year. He's going to join us at 8 to answer all of your NFL and Cowboy draft questions.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.